With that, we will continue to number 8 on our agenda. This is petition number 219. And I know we have Mr. Magyar here with us from Sioux Falls. We'll begin with Commissioner Kirschman, and then when you want to throw it to the petitioner.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. And again, Mr. Jonathan Magyar provided the petition requesting some changes to panfish, in particular the daily bag limit from 15 to 10 on a statewide level, and then had some specific bodies of water to reduce that even down farther to a fish limit of 5 per day. I know Jonathan has provided part of his testimony already during the open forum, so I think it'd probably be appropriate at this time to turn the microphone over to him, let him further describe to you or finish his justification for submitting this, and then we'll go from there, if that
Very
works
good.
For you.
Thank you. Why don't we have you go ahead and reintroduce yourself again. Let's just start with the first petition, and it sounds like you're going to speak on behalf of the second one as well.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just take them one at a time.
Okay. So just again, to start out, we both see bluegill populations at Sheridan, Pactola, and enemy swim in the northeast that are heavily fished for those bluegill populations. And Scott has witnessed in the Black Hills a lot of fish being taken over 9 inches to eat, you know, which is, and again, it takes a long period of time for that fish to grow. And so we wanted to put in a petition together to change the limit on those three bodies of water to a 5-fish limit or even a trophy lake designation to protect those bluegill populations and the genetics of that lake. Once those lakes are, the genetics are taken out, we've seen it, where that genetics does not return. The fish come back stunted or they come back smaller. They don't have a chance to regenerate because there's so much fish being taken out of those three bodies of water. As I said, I've seen videos of guides with 15 anglers taking full limits each of gills. So you do the math on that, that's 15 fish per, you know, that's 300 fish. Taken out at a time, and so to me, it's those fish need to be protected. The limit on the statewide moving it from 15 to 10 would protect those limits and those genetics also on those bodies of water. Other lakes that would be included would be Vermilion, South Buffalo, and that part of it is what we wanted to try to accomplish because we feel that once those fish are removed from the lake, then they're not going to, it's going to become unsustainable for the future anglers that are coming up next. The other part of the petition that I wanted to see was the limit of crappies lowered statewide from 15 to 10, and again, a possession limit put in place. We take into consideration the fish kills, which some of those lakes have had in the last few years, which is part of the natural balance of nature. We both feel that these two fish are vital to our state's waters and need to be protected for the future. I have seen states like Minnesota add lakes to protected waters, including Lake Osakis, South Lida, and counties including Otter Tail change daily limits of both species and seeing better quality fish, but also better numbers also in those bodies of water. Also, size restrictions for crappies of 11 inches or below need to be released, or a slot limit. That would be Lake Lida, which is in Otter Tail County. As for my part of the perch limits that I had requested, I had the chance to speak with John Lott from the Game Fish and Parks and Pier, and he took the time to explain the perch requirements in detail, so I will be removing that part of my petition request.
Okay, very good. Any questions for Mr. Maguire while we have him up here on this first petition? If not, I think what we'll do is hear from Director Kirschman, and then we'll go from there.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tom Kirschman, the Director of Wildlife Division. So this particular petition generates a lot of discussion, and in fact, we've had some similar petitions over the last couple of years discussing some of the same issues, some of the same questions and concerns by some other anglers. Most of the things in the past that have come forward as petitions focused on yellow perch in particular, especially in times when yellow perch bite is going very, very strong, especially up in the Northeast during the ice fishing period. There's been a couple of petitions that have come forward asking for changes to the daily limit on yellow perch, and in all those cases we have denied those petitions primarily because of the short-lived nature of those yellow perch, and by completely or reducing that daily bag limit, you cannot necessarily continue to stockpile for the future because they do have that shorter life expectancy of that approximately 4-year time frame. So this particular petition, it certainly includes yellow perch. It's talking about bluegills and crappie as well. Visiting with our fishery staff, some of those same type of comments can be considered for bluegills and crappie as well. Typically in crappie, you do have a strong 1 or 2 year classes, and you might have a couple of year classes that are not as strong. Those two stronger ones carry them over for the next 3 to 4 years. Depends on each body of water too, right? Sometimes you'll have faster growing, sometimes a little bit slower growing. What staff did also talk about from the standpoint of if you really, really wanted to have a significant impact on the quote unquote overfishing it or taking too many fish, we would have to reduce that daily bag limit down so far that to really have a true significant impact, it might be down to a couple of fish. When you look at our current daily bag limit for panfish, I'll say, in particular yellow perch, bluegill, and crappie in this particular conversation, for the most part, we are even more restricted than many other states when it comes to panfish. Certainly, as the petitioner talked about, there are specific lakes here and there that have some special management units or their overall approach. And in a few cases, we do too in South Dakota, we do some special management when it comes to fish limits and lengths and things like that. Another key point in this conversation, in this petition, and the second one following, talks about applying these daily bag limit reductions statewide. A key point that I have to share in respect to statewide would also include boundary waters. And as you know from previous conversations, we do hold and do have some different limits and different approaches on boundary waters because we do, I'll say, co-management with those states, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's Iowa, whether it's Nebraska. And so those folks and those entities need to be in consideration of such a change like this too. So it certainly makes petitions more difficult when you have to talk about or include boundary waters because, honestly, folks, we can't just make an arbitrary decision and hope that the other states are going to like it. It talks about communication, collaboration, and conversation as need to take place. So that's certainly a concern there as well from a statewide perspective. One other thing that I do want to share about bluegills. Not too long ago, a couple of meetings ago, Brian Blackwell up in the Northeast shared a presentation with you about an ongoing study that we have evaluating the harvest of bluegills. That study is not complete. We're getting close to the end. They'll be putting together final results and a final report that we will share with you. And looking at this request and asking for the changes and reductions to daily limits of bluegill in particular, we look at it as being premature without having those results finalized and some what I would offer to you, mock model runs with the data once it's finalized from this bluegill research project that Brian and staff are working on. Once we have that, maybe we'll have a different answer. Maybe we'll have some new outlook or some different perspectives on what it may mean for daily bag limits for bluegill in particular. But at this point in time, without having that completed, and it will be completed soon, Brian and staff even mentioned that we're hopeful to have some more finalized data yet this fall. And so it's not that far out, and we can continue those conversations. So just looking at the history around this conversation, FISH staff also described to us, right now we do not have any data that would suggest that we are over-harvesting panfish when we look at across the state in our lakes. There might be a unique situation in certain cases. Yes, some years we have a winter kill on a particular body of water, right? That's also why we have our hatchery systems, where we can come in and stock again, or we move fish from another body of water. But based on the fact of at this point in time, we don't have the data that would suggest that we are over-harvesting our panfish till we get the results from our bluegill study that will help in this kind of conversation. And that the fact when we talk about the majority of these panfish species that they are shorter lived, you can't stockpile them for future years, decades. I guess our recommendation to you at this point in time would be denial based on those reasons. Certainly, we are always looking at opportunities to increase and enhance our catching and abilities, and we've had a lot of conversation. It was mentioned earlier about the conversation about too many fish being harvested because of guides. When you get a hot bite on a body of water, a lot of people go there, especially during ice fishing season. But yet, what we do know is if you don't catch those fish, they are going to die of natural mortality and causes, and that's just the reality of some of these panfish species. So, Madam Chair and Commissioners, our recommendation to you would be denial. If you have any very specific questions in respect to panfish biology, Brian Blackwell is on the line as well, and he would be happy to answer and try to address any questions you might have in respect to that.
Thank you. Any questions at this time? For Director Kirschman, Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White here. Just a follow-up. Recently, we attended a meeting where Mark Ermer, a fisheries specialist for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, made a presentation, and he made a point that I didn't really think about before. And he said that median that you're talking about is the key part of what makes that species successful. He said overproduction has a stunting effect. And so it's important to recognize that you have that side of it versus the over-harvesting. And he said at this point, his study showed that he felt that we were at that healthy median at this point. And I just wanted to relay that message that we sent in recently from our fisheries department. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner White. Any additional questions? Director Kirschman, could you remind me again the lifespan? You were talking about the average lifespan of these fish.
Yeah, Madam Chair, and Brian's probably cringing as he's waiting for my answer on this one, but looking at some of these panfish, typically it might be around that 4 to 5 year time frame. Now, that could vary by a body of water, it could vary by species, but I would say on average it is a shorter lifespan, and there are some natural mortality that occurs. But
very good. Any additional questions? With that, Mr. Magyar, if you would like to come up, if you have any rebuttal comments that you would like to make, we'd like to offer you that opportunity.
I do not at this time. Oh. I appreciate the time and the understanding. Just trying to keep the fish going for the future.
Very good. Thank you, sir. With that, Commission, we do need comment and our action at this point. Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken, again, thank you for the petition. We really appreciate it. I guess in my mind, we have to go with what the specialists tell us, and I've never won an argument with a fisheries guy. They always beat me. I try every time, but they beat me, and I guess we got to go with their opinion, and so I apologize, but I would move to deny this petition.
We have a motion to deny, seconded by Commissioner Call. Comments on that motion? Additional comments? I would just say, Mr. Maguire, you've been part of the process. We've seen you before the commission before, and I want to thank you for that. You help us stay connected to the public, so thank you.
Will you guys, once that report comes in of the on the bluegills, the bluegill is the one that that we're most concerned about. Will you guys readdress this at a later date?
I'm going to throw that to Director Kirschman.
Madam Chair, Mr. Maguire, absolutely. In fact, knowing the conversations around this particular topic, once Mr. Blackwell has the final report and the final data analyzed, we'll actually come and provide a presentation to the commission on that very topic. And that will be shared then with the public at the same time, and we can put results on our website.
Okay.
Very good.
I appreciate it.
With that, Commission, the motion on the table is denial. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The petition is denied. With that, we're going to move to the next one. And I know, Mr. Maguire, you had mentioned speaking to this one as well. Is it exactly the same that we just heard?
It's the same petition. It was just filed by my fellow friend and angler, Scott Olson, from Rapid City. And he couldn't be here today. He had to work.
Okay, very good. Director Kirschman, do you have anything to say regarding this particular petition?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, the same comments would be holding true for this particular petition. The one thing that's a little bit different, this one, it does specifically mention Sheridan Reservoir out in the Black Hills in western South Dakota. And the real focus there, again, was bluegill as well. And so, again, what our staff is recommending based on until we have that study complete and knowing the results of that, we would recommend denial at this time as well. And without making a premature decision on that. And then at Sheridan Reservoir also, it's a little bit newer establishment of bluegill, only going back about 9-10 years. And so in some cases like that, as our staff describe it, typically there's high recruitment and mortality rates have not yet stabilized because it's a newer fishery from a standpoint of a bluegill in that body of water. So we're going to continue to monitor that, watch that through our normal, whether it's through harvest, our surveys that we do on bodies of water, but then also once we have the data from this study, that will help us make some more decisions on that as well. So we would recommend denial on this petition as well.
Very good. Mr. Maguire, any final comments on this one?
Nope.
Commissioners, any questions? With that, we need comment and our action. Move to deny by Commissioner Call.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor of denial say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is denied. Thank you very much, and thank you again, sir. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
With that takes us to the end of our petitions. We are going